وآية لهم أنا حملنا ذريتهم في الفلك المشحون وخلقنا لهم من مثله ما يركبون وإن نشأ نغرقهم فلا صريخ لهم ولا هم ينقذون إلا رحمة منا ومتاعا إلى حين. And another sign for them is that we carried their progenies in a loaded ship, and we created for them other modes of transport which they travel upon. And if we so willed, we could have drowned them, then they would not be able to scream and shout out for any help, and nor would they be delivered to the shore safely. It is just our mercy that we displayed, and providing them with some benefit till a certain time. Allah Ta'ala explaining His different favors and His different signs for man to reflect upon. One of the signs of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is the ship that moves on the water. Logic will tell you, when you take something and place it in the water, it sinks to the bottom. Allah Ta'ala made it such that this huge ship carrying great numbers of people and tons of goods, Allah Ta'ala made it such, whether you look at it from the point of physical science, the displacement of water, the density of the ship compared to the water, and the upward force, whatever you go into the details, but who made it such? Who made all the physics work in favor of man so that he can travel at sea in this manner? That up till today he is in need of this mode of transport for transporting goods. It's such that it cannot be replaced. And so today we find how many container ships are moving and how man depends upon this. So Allah Ta'ala is saying, reflect over the sign that we carry your progenies, we made it easy for you, your transport before the advent of the plane. And we find people were moving from one continent to the other continent with the ship. People were going for Hajj not very long ago with the use and the means of the ship. People went to study from South Africa, and they went to India, they went with the ship. So it wasn't very long ago, about 110 years approximately, when the aeroplane became common, passenger commercial flights became common approximately. But before that, the ship was the common mode of transport. So Allah Ta'ala is saying, reflect upon this. وَلَهُ الْجَوَارِ الْمُنْشَآتُ فِي الْبَحْرِ كَالْأَعْلَامِ فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. That ship is like a mountain moving through rogue waves, through storms, but it's still staying on top. Person takes a small coin, he flips it into the lake, and it hits and he goes to the bottom of the lake. He has a huge ship weighing tons and tons, plus it's loaded with tons and tons of metal. But Allah Ta'ala made it such, Allah made it work in favor of man, that it is not sinking. So this is a great favor of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala says, we created for them other modes of transport which they travel upon. One is what we call the ship of the desert, the camel. So up till today, the camel is being used. And how Allah Ta'ala created the camel? أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ. The person studies the camel, from the eyes of the camel, to the water that it drinks, to the hump, and every aspect of that camel, how Allah Ta'ala had made it unique. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala had created the ship of the desert. And a person that is traveling with a camel in the desert, he is dependent on it for his salvation. If he loses his camel, he might as well have lost his life. That is how much he needs that camel. How Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala created it to survive all those difficult conditions in the desert. So that is one form of transport Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala made. As a Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Rahmatullah Ali, when he went for his first Hajj, he was 23 years old. They had to go by camel from Makkah to Medina. It took them 12 days. And they had to take a mountainous route because it was very, very dangerous. It was the time of Sharif Hussein. There was a lot of killing and robbing on the way. So they took a different route over a mountain called Mount Ghair. At some times he says it was very, very dangerous. We had to jump off the camel, lead the camel from its nose, from the front or from its reins, from the front. And there was just enough space for us to walk and for the camel to walk. Otherwise, if you slipped, you fell into a down a cliff and you were dead. So he said they went like that 12 days, traveling just from Makkah to Medina, but that camel took them through. And 12 days back, 24 days, almost a month. And you only stay, the normal period of stay was 3 days. So 27 days, but 24 days of the 27 days was traveling. So Allah Ta'ala created other modes of transport. This can also refer to the modern day forms of transport, the motor vehicles and other forms of transport that Allah Ta'ala has created. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, وَإِنَّ شَأْنُ غْرِقْهُمْ. If we wanted, if it was our will, then what is that small ship in the middle of the ocean? Look at that vast body of water. Look at the huge waves that come. Just like that, we could have drowned them. Nobody would hear to their calls and to their pleas and to their cries. No one would be able to help them. They are at our mercy in the middle of the ocean. Who is saving them? Who is doing for them? Who is taking care of them? إِلَّا رَحْمَةً مِنَّا وَمَتَاعًا إِلَىٰ حِينٍ. It is only our mercy that has been displayed and providing them with this comfort and with this benefit till a period of time. So once again, Allah Ta'ala said, وَآيَةٌ لَهُمُ الْأَرْضُ الْمَيْتَةِ. A sign for them is the dead earth. Then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala spoke about the night. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala spoke about the sun. Allah spoke about the moon. And all of these creations are the creations of Allah that have been placed for the benefit of man. The whole ocean, Allah Ta'ala made it such that it can serve man even in his transport. One is from what is in the ocean, the pearls that man will benefit from, the sea life that he will benefit from. And then Allah made this body of water such that despite its vastness, its depth, and despite the dangers, Allah made it such that a small boat to a huge ship, a person can travel with safety. By and large, Allah Ta'ala protects and this person moves across safely. Shouldn't he reflect what a great mercy and favor of Allah Ta'ala it is? Imagine that businessman. He got confidence, you know what, that container of mine is coming. He got millions of rands of goods that are being transported, but he got confidence that it will come safely. Very rarely something will happen, but he got this confidence that it will come safely. So we should reflect upon this and understand Allah Ta'ala's greatness, Allah Ta'ala's mercy. Thank Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala and become more sincere in our worship and in our gratitude. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq and the understanding. Alhamdulillah, the UK Jamaat is here. Inshallah, tomorrow night, we will give them the opportunity to address us, inshallah, for a few minutes. We request all the brothers also to attend that program tomorrow also, inshallah.